Reckling Community Cup is back at Henson Park in Marrickville on Sunday, August 11. Get along and cheer on your team. Media superstars the Sydney Sailors against local musos the Western Whalers as they play a charity Aussie Rules match for Reckling Australia. Live music on the day from Polish Club and Nick Nuisance and the Delinquents. Tickets available now from OzTix. 2SER is a media partner of Reckling Australia.
Welcome to It's a Gay Area. We now have ads. Woo! Ads. We do have ads, except they're good ads and you should listen to them and you should do them. You should do those ads. You should do what those ads tell you to do.
The Reckling Community Cup gets me hot. So
it does. It's a very horny sport. I was asked to participate and I said, no, sorry, I don't do sports, but I love it.
Yeah.
Very fun.
You should definitely show up anyway and just watch.
Yeah, there's kick-ons. There's always kick-ons afterwards at a bar nearby, which I'm all for. But no, I still have very much, I wouldn't call it trauma. Nothing very bad happened to me. Just didn't like sport.
It's okay. I mean, I was always told that I ran weird back in high school. So I definitely have trauma when it comes to sport. But hey, we should introduce ourselves.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Sid.
But to be fair, Sid, you do run like Naruto.
Oh my God, Naruto running, it makes you go faster,
it does.
Look, the science isn't on my side yet, but we'll get there,
The science will never be on your side. Naruto running does not make you go faster. Welcome to It's a Gay Area. We're back for another week. Thank God.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
Yeah?
Oh, were you asking them? I'm sorry. How are you guys doing?
I was asking you too, Patrick.
No one ever asked me. That's so sweet. I'm well. I'm tired. My feet hurt because I'm wearing stupid shoes again.
Hey, you got a shout out from Rod earlier.
I got a compliment from Rod from the Gristle. He said my shoes were very nice.
I know, and he's incredibly withholding. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. Rod hates everyone. No, I'm kidding. Rod's a very lovely man. But welcome back to It's a Gay Area, that's the second time I've said that, but I just want you to know. We're going to be talking all things moon tonight. What do you think of the moon, Sid?
I think it's pretty swell. Mm-hmm. It's
swell because tides.
Because tides.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I definitely planned that. It's big and bright and sparkly and it may be queer. I mean, maybe the moon is queer. I don't know.
I did run a Twitter poll on my Twitter at Dumpad. I did run a Twitter poll on my Twitter earlier today, which was a question because our guests this evening are moon themed. I would say it's a moon themed interview. So I did run a question because we are It's a Gay Area and we need everything to be gay. I did run a question that was the moon. Is it gay? And there was some pretty tight poll. I believe it was 78 for yes, she is gay, and 18% or 28% rather. I love maths. 28% for that shit's just rocks.
That is not tight. That's a decisive victory for queerness.
Oh, I didn't mean it was tight as in the results. I meant it was tight as in it was like, yeah, it was tight. That's
That's right, a tight poll. I'm not down with that lingo yet.
Yeah, well, I'm 14, so
and I'm 70.
Yeah, but yeah. So we had a lot of opinions. There was one that was the moon is gay. But it is also rocks, which I think is a very good way of looking at it. There was also the way she serves that dazzling light. Yes, slay work, hunty. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
No straight rocks could do that. And then your favorite answer, which I told you, she is beyond our understanding of sexuality.
I love that. I really love the idea of looking up at the moon and just being like, you know, so much that we don't, you know?
I like looking up the moon personally and thinking, she fucks. Oh, that fucks. Yeah. That wall of rock.
Yeah. F-bombs.
I know. Fun fact, when we first started this show, I got in trouble from my childhood nanny for saying the F-word.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Because on Drive on Thursdays, I don't get to say that, but I guess you have a completely different mandate, right?
Yeah, they can't do anything to us because if they censor us, it's homophobia. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. We're being sued.
We're being sued
by so many people.
Let's definitely talk a little bit about our guests this evening. So we are going to be talking to a multidisciplinary media artist duo called Mog and Mog.
Mog and Mog. I love the name.
Oh, it's
it sounds very cute and wholesome. So that's why I like it. And they're doing a lovely exhibit. They're exhibiting their new short film, Loonstruck, in the exhibition Astronaut in the Casula Powerhouse for Giant Leap in memory or in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the moon landings, which happened today, guys. We went to the moon today, us personally. Me and Sid, before the show, we went to the moon.
Can confirm it was very gay.
Yep, very gay. Yeah.
Just like sparkles everywhere, and they were playing Lady Gaga.
Very dusty.
Yeah, super dusty.
I had to go. I didn't go. It's dusty. Ew, gross. But yes, we do also have music to play for you, because we always have music to play for you.
What do we have, Patrick?
None of your business. Why are you talking to me? No, I scoured through my Spotify Release Radar playlists. I'm going to say not a lot of gay music this week.
Boo.
I know. Last week was a great week for gay music. There was tons of gay music.
We didn't even get to play all of the gay music.
We didn't.
Last
there was
week.
So much. But now, no. But there is still some gay music. I found it.
Good.
So there is a new single from Charlie XCX featuring. Charlie XCX, not gay. Gay ally, not gay. But it is featuring Christine and the Queens.
Ooh, yes.
Who is pansexual and gender fluid. So I think it qualifies because I love to support. Also, I love Charlie XCX, so I will find an excuse to play
also,
it.
Also, you know what? We can definitely play music from queer allies, like positive, verified queer allies. Like
that
Charlie
is
XCX.
True. I was at her show when she came last year, and she said, is anyone here from the LGBT community? Literally the whole Metro Theatre was like, yes! Yes, we are homosexuals and we love you. And she was really sweet about it.
She knows her audience.
She does know her audience. She was very sweet. She held my hand. But yes, we're going to play Gone by Charlie XCX featuring Christine and the Queens. It's a new single from Charlie's upcoming debut album. Not debut. She's had like four albums. Her new album called Charlie. And this is It's a Gay Area with Patrick and Sid.
Let's do it.
In memory of Ruby. Mm. She's still alive. She's just away. But this is Gone by Charlie XCX. And that was Live by the Sword and Emasculate by Dorian Electra off their new album Flamboyant, preceded by Gone by Charlie XCX featuring Christine and the Queens. This is still It's a Gay Area with Patrick and Sid.
Hello.
Hello, we're both here still. We're about to launch into our interview, launch because moon. Thank you. Have a word to Mog and Mog. How are you guys going?
Hey, good, thanks.
That's good. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on. So to start off, why don't you tell us a bit about yourselves and Mog and Mog?
Mog and Mog is, I guess we describe ourselves as a multidisciplinary collective. We come from a filmmaking and visual arts and design background. So our work is multimedia work, and it explores gender and sexuality and queerness and I guess I will
just step in here as well. Sorry, we also have we have a small child with us who has not gone to sleep for the interview. So sorry about that.
That's okay. We welcome the new
he's
guest.
Participating as well.
It's real radio, you know. That's our slogan here at 2SER.
So we did this work, but we've also done recently a film about the Sister Girls on the Tiwi Islands. We moved to Darwin in 2016 because I got a job at the museum up here, and so we've sort of just been exploring queer culture in the Northern Territory.
Yes, sounds really interesting. Tell me a little bit about how Mog and Mog got started, because I think there's an interesting story there as well, right?
There is kind of an interesting story. I guess we're slow starters, you'd call us. So we got together in when we're about 34, so we're in our late 30s now. So,
and that was our first same-sex relationship.
So it took us a little while to,
Good things take time, though. Congratulations.
We came from very conservative backgrounds and also, yeah, I don't know.
So our work since then has really been a lot about, I guess, that process of self-discovery and,
yeah, maybe yeah. there were signs earlier that we could have picked up on.
Yeah, but so...
then, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's okay. And so why do you think that your queerness and queerness in general is so central to what you do as Mog and Mog?
I mean, I think part of it is that working together, and we are a couple, you know, as well, so we're constantly having conversations about, you know, how, came to be together, like why, you know, why perhaps we didn't explore I guess sexual identity, you know, in this way earlier. So we're constantly having conversations, and I guess that kind of just comes out in our work that we do together as well.
And I think like times have changed. I think like 10 years ago there wasn't an understanding that like sexuality was fluid. It was like you were gay or straight, and I think that had a huge impact on us when we were teenagers, that we just thought we were either one way or the other. And then everything has opened up in the world, which is sort of, you know, just led us to this sort of path.
I think it's really cool that you're able to explore that fluidity through a multidisciplinary approach as well. And speaking of which, why don't you tell us a little bit about this short film that you're featuring? It's called Loonstruck. It's in the exhibition Astronaut for Giant Leap at the Casula Powerhouse. Really interesting, interested to learn a little bit more about, you know, what it explores, the themes and whatnot. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think, like, as artists, we, you know, we do, Alex is a filmmaker and I'm a visual artist, and I also, work in a museum, and we, you know, were presented with this idea of sort of bringing pop culture into an exhibition actually at the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory. And that's where it's playing right now. And then Casula Powerhouse also are playing it. And, it's just, it's a little bit about sort of it's looking at, you can do that. Sorry, we've got a little guy here. Just a crazy thing.
Loonstruck, it's really exploring, it's exploring representations of gender in pop culture. But the link to the moon is that, we were creating this work for an exhibition. You know, celebrating the landing on the moon.
Yeah.
And so we decided to kind of look at the way that the moon has been represented in pop culture and what that might reveal about Hollywood's attitudes to gender.
Yeah, just fitting into the whole Me Too movement and like just the sort of one-sided sort of the misrepresentation of women in the world, you know, that women are crazy. And it also sort of feeds into, we've been listening to a podcast that Lena Dunham's been hosting recently called The C Word. I don't know if you guys have heard that. And, just about rewriting kind of histories of women that are deemed crazy by the media. So it was sort of an exploration into that as well.
It's really interesting because, you know, people think of queerness as being just one thing, which is sexuality, but it goes so much beyond that, right?
Yeah.
It's a whole system. It includes things like, gender, and it includes things like, you know, class and race and all those kinds of things that play into it. So tell us a little bit about, about what you... You know, the significance that you found the moon to have in pop culture, and especially, you know, to queer communities or to, you know, the way it's been represented around gender as well.
I think it's just, the thing that, you know, lunacy, women, madness, you know, but where men get to sort of embrace their masculinity and become werewolves and strong characters, whereas women kind of lose their mind. And I guess that's, you know, a basic kind of symbolic approach to the whole thing, but I mean,
Yeah, the more we watch, like, we were just watching lots and lots of clips from, you know, movies, mm-hmm. you know, over the last century, really. And
yeah.
we just started to notice patterns. So, you know, when, like, the moon was, like, featured in a movie, you know, it was often, like, this narrative device that preceded some kind of change. And in male characters, you know, it was often a transformation into, a werewolf. And
yeah.
That was, you know, it's almost like
a werewolf.
You know, and that was kind of like revealing this raw masculinity, whereas in women, the moon mm-hmm. Seemed to kind of herald this descent into madness and like kind of almost losing yourself as mm-hmm. opposed to, you know, accessing your core self.
So, yeah.
And you know, also like lots of references to witchcraft and, mm-hmm. You know, all the things that over time, I guess, you know, women have been associated with.
And linked to kind of queer culture as well.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. That, and,
you know, women are a little bit mad. And I think when we, you know, first delved into it, we experienced that kind of perception as well.
Yeah.
That we'd gone mad, you know.
We had
previous relationships with men. And then when we got together, it was a real throwback to that we'd lost our minds. The fact that we didn't know that this was our path when we were younger meant that, you know, we kind of, it was like a full moon where people were like, well, you've lost your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, do you really want to do this? So,
sort of meshes in with a more gray area. Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to be able to watch the film at the Powerhouse. Just up quickly, because we are running out of time. What's next for Mog and Mog? What do you guys have next in the pipeline?
We've just done a film that's been playing internationally mm-hmm. about the Sister Girls, which are the transgender community that live on an island.
The Tiwi Islands.
Tiwi mm-hmm. Islands, just off Darwin. And, we've got some more film things coming up and TV shows. We've moved to, we live in Darwin currently.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's lots of projects focused around, exploring the top end of Australia, but definitely exploring it like through a queer lens.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can't wait to see what you come up with next. And thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, guys.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
No worries. And we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Great.
No worries. And that was Mog and Mog. Thank you so much for both coming on. And unfortunately, we are running out of time. But thank you so much for joining us on It's a Gay Area again. This is me, Patrick.
I'm Sid.
And Ruby will be back sometime. We don't know. She won't talk to me. But yes, we're going to leave you on a song. We have one more to play. It is called Panini by Lil Nas X.
Yes.
Queer icon, I'm just going to say, from his new EP, 7 EP it's called. We're going to play that for you to head out.
Hope you like it.
If you don't, you're a homophobe. It's not my choice. It's God's.
Let's go.
Let's go.
See you next week.
Bye.